Johnson.
I was asked by the elder of our house church to condense down a sermon series on agape, an 8-hour sermon series on agape given by Gary Petty. And I think I have finally succeeded in condensing it down. And some of it's in my own words, and some of it's from Gary Petty himself, just condensed down in notes. I just want to give full credit right now to Gary Petty for this sermon series and this material. And if you want to listen to the long version, it is available. If you email him, he might send it to you. His church is at http://san-antonio.ucg.org. What is love? Now, most music that the world sings is about love. Our love for someone is way different from our love for a car, for instance. Our love for family is different from our love for a girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife. The Greek word used in the Bible to describe God's love is agape, and it is quite different in meaning from our English word for love. This by far is the most important information for the various churches of God to have come down the pike in many, many years. We're approaching the final exam time for the church, and this is final exam material, if there ever was any. What is described in this material is what God wants us to become. This is exactly what He wants us to become in our lives. It's the reason for Christianity itself. Let's ask ourselves a question. What had the awesome gifts God gave the Church of God at Corinth led to? Answer: one of the most dysfunctional, bickering, backbiting, sexually immoral, and divisive churches of God in the whole Roman Empire. If God is agape, then you and I have to have God in us and live in us. Cf. John 14.